this morning. And I battled him all the day long. But in my weakness, God sent reinforcements. And at sundown, I sang victory.
Bless you for being with us here this morning on Pentecostal Voice of Truth. We're so thankful that you're listening. We want to make you aware that our church is starting a revival tonight. Brother Chris Juno from Louisiana will be with us for a week. We're trusting the Lord to help us and give us revival. We'd like to invite you to come out and be with us starting at 6:30 on Sunday night and then 7:30 through the weekdays. And I trust you'll be able to come and be with us. We're going to look in St. Luke chapter 5 this morning. If you have a Bible and want to turn for the reading of the Word of God, St. Luke chapter number 5, we'll begin reading in verse number 1. The Bible says, "And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the Word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep, and let down your nets for a draught. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night, and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when he had this done, he enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net brake. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships, so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. For he was astonished, and all that were with him, at the draught of the fishes which they had taken. And so was also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, Fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. When they had brought their ships to land, they forsook all and followed him. I want to draw your attention to verse number 5 of this text. Jesus had just spoke in verse 4 and told them to launch out into the deep and let down their nets for a draught. And then in verse number 5, Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. Praise God. I want to preach to you this morning, the Lord being my helper, on a night of failure and a morning of faith. A night of failure and a morning of faith. Very interesting Bible story that we have here, the beginning of Jesus' ministry. In fact, this is the call of his first disciples. This is when he would first call his disciples to forsake all and follow him. And we find out in verse number 11, that's exactly what they'd done. They forsook all and followed the Lord. But in this text, we see some things that I believe need to be pointed out to us, because they so parallel with the hour that we're living in here today. Amen. Jesus comes by on the lake. There's some fishermen that is washing their nets. He enters into one of the ships and he prays that they would thrust out just a little bit from the land. And once they get out there, they're still cleaning their nets. And Jesus begins to teach those that have gathered on the seashore that day. And of course, his voice is magnitude by the waters that he's on. And the crowd that's gathered is able to listen and hear what Jesus has to say. But not only is he talking to those that have gathered on the seashore, he wants those that are in the ships to hear what he's saying. He understands what they've been doing all night. He understands that their labor seems to have been in vain. Seems like they've wasted their night in doing their business. And Jesus has something for them to hear as well. We don't know just exactly what he is teaching here in this portion of Scripture. If you put it in chronological order, it very well could have been that he is giving them some of the same things that we hear as far as on the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter number 5. I know that it's not the same message, but it could have been some of the same things that they were hearing there in that message. And Jesus is talking to those that have gathered on the seashore, but he's also talking to those that would be his disciples in just a few short days. Amen. He knows the night that they have come out of. It's been a night of failure. It's been an utter frustration for these fishermen, because they have toiled all the night, in Peter's words, and they have taken nothing. I want you to understand this morning, if you are a child of God and you claim to be in the work of God, I want you to understand this morning, I believe you would agree with me, that we are working the night shift. Amen. Paul told us that the day is far spent, the night is at hand. Amen. We understand that we are in the night. It is a dark period that we are in as far as history is concerned. Amen. The Bible says in the book of Isaiah, it's either chapter 60 or chapter 61, that darkness would cover the land and gross darkness the people. That's the hour that we're living in. It's a dark hour. It's a dangerous hour. Amen. Paul again told us when he was writing to Timothy that it would be a perilous time. It's a dangerous time that we are living in, because we are living in the night. It's the night shift, if you will. Amen. The day has been spent. The day has come to a close, and we are working the dark hours of the night. Everything becomes more difficult in the night. Things that could have been done easily in the daytime when the sun was shining and it was a wonderful time to be working are much harder in the night. Things become more difficult because we are in the night shift. Paul again said that evil men and seducers would wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. We hear of the revivals of yesterday. We hear of how God moved in the brush arbors. We hear of how God moved in the tent revivals. And that's good and wonderful, and I believe it all. Amen. And we sense sometimes that we are a failure, because in our hour that we're living in, revival don't come as easy as it did in the days before. It's not that we're any better, any worse than what they was. It's just the simple fact that we are in the night shift. We are in the
closing hours of time. It don't take a Bible scholar or a rocket scientist to understand that the hour we're living in is very close to the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. You remember in the book of Matthew, chapter number 25, it opens up with the story of the 10 virgins. Amen. It tells us that at midnight the call came forth. The bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Amen. They all slumbered and slept. I realize there's two categories. There's five wise and there's five foolish. But you must understand in reading that portion of scripture that they all slumbered and slept because it was a late hour that they were living in. I hope you understand this morning that we also are living in a late hour. It's a dangerous time. Amen. It's a fearful time as far as the world is concerned because it is so dark in our world. As Isaiah said, darkness has covered our land. Gross darkness has covered our people. Amen. I understand that we are frustrated and concerned about things that are going on overseas. We're worried about the Middle East. We're worried about China. We're worried about Russia and what their agenda is. We're worried about North Korea and the things that are going on in places like that. But friend, I must tell you this morning that America don't need any help in destroying herself. We are destroying ourselves from within. Amen. In the 1960s, when we decided to kick God and prayer out of schools, amen, you must understand there's a correlation between us saying no to God and that generation that started there and the generations that have followed them. Amen. Without God in our school system declaring that we don't need God, trying to make our world more religious, tolerant, and yet we do not tolerate, as far as in a government level, we don't tolerate the mention of Jesus Christ. We are destroying ourselves from within. I don't want to get started on that, but I want you to understand we are in a dark hour this morning. Amen. That's what happened to Simon and his comrades. They had just been in a night of failure. It was dark. Amen. These men were not men that were new to the fishing trade. These men understood their fishing trade very well. They were good at what they were doing. Their livelihood depended upon how many fish that they caught. They were not just men that spent their time, their leisure time, fishing down at the lake. They spent their business hours at the lake. They weren't doing it just for pleasure. They were doing it because it was their business to catch fish. Amen. They went out probably late in the evening when the night was wearing on. Other people that were out there for leisure leaving the lake. And here is Simon and James and John, the sons of Zebedee. They're going out to fish. It is their livelihood. They're hoping by the time morning rolls around and people head out to market again that they'll have some fish ready to sell to those people. But as the night wears on, they realize it's going to be a night of failure. As they're toiling in their fishing business, as they're doing everything they can to catch fish, they realize after one hot spot is visited and another, they realize, boys, we're not going to catch any fish tonight. It's a frustrating thing to clean up after a good night of fishing when you have to clean the nets and you have to clean everything up. That's not the most enjoyable part of fishing. But these men had toiled all night and had taken nothing. Amen. It wasn't a few ones that they threw back, too small to keep. They had taken absolutely nothing in their toiling. They had been at this business all night long. They had been striving to catch fish, and there was nothing when the morning came. As they row back into land, they see this crowd that gathers. Just go with me in my mind's eyes. I see this begin to take shape. They row up to the shore, and here comes this man. They know a little bit about him. He's Joseph's son. Joseph is a carpenter, and now he's down here by the seashore. He's a carpenter. He don't know anything about this fishing trade, but as he comes, he gets into their boat. He prays that they would thrust out a little from the land. And he begins to talk to those that have gathered. Amen. Peter, James and John, they're hearing what this man is saying. They're listening to his teaching. They hear his words. And if we understand what the Bible says about Jesus, we know that never a man spake like this man. Nobody's talked like this man is talking. Oh, the gracious words, Luke 4 says, that are proceeding out of his mouth. Oh, the wonderful things that this man is saying as they're cleaning up their nets. They're cleaning away the debris that they've caught through the night, the sticks, the weeds, the rocks, and the trash that they've caught through the night. They're cleaning it out, making sure their nets will not rot so that they can use them again. And as they're cleaning meticulously, going over their nets, they're hearing the words that this man is saying. They're frustrated with their night of failure. Amen. And I believe as soon as they get their nets all cleaned up, Jesus stops his teaching to those that are gathered on the seashore. And he looks at Simon and he says, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. What he was really telling them is, let's go out there and try it one more time. Amen. Look at the frustration of Peter in verse number 5 when he looks back at the Lord and he says, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. You don't understand what a long night that it's been. You don't understand how frustrated that we are. We've been at this all night long. We've just got our nets cleaned up and you're asking us to do it again. Amen. You're a carpenter. You don't know what's going on this lake. Master, we've tried it all night long. Amen. I want you to understand this morning that we get in the same condition as Peter was when we go through our nights of failure, when we go through our dry times and discouraging times in our life. Amen. We feel just exactly like Peter felt here at this day on the lake. Amen. Master, we've tried that all night long and we have taken nothing. Many times in our Christian walk, we're in exactly the same place that Peter was. We've been through a long night of failure. Amen. We went through the cold and the dark night doing everything we could to make sure that we would have something in the morning. But when the sun came up, we were just as empty as we was when we went into the night. But friend, I want you to understand, there was something about this word that Jesus said that sparked the heart of Peter. Amen. He understood that this man was a carpenter, but something challenged him with the words that this man said. And as he turned to the Lord, he said, Lord, we've done it all night and we've taken nothing, but nevertheless, amen, Lord, there's something about what you said. I'm going to try what you said. Nevertheless, at thy word, we will let down the net. He didn't have the faith of Jesus. Jesus said, take the nets out and use them all, in so many words. Peter said, we're not going to do that, but we've got a little net, or we've got a net over here. We're going to use one net and see what happens. Amen. But he was willing to take the Lord at his word and try it again. Amen. Jesus was trying to get a point across to them. We find out later there was a draught of fishes. They had to call their partners. I don't have time to preach through that. Amen. But when they called their partners, they filled up both of the ships that they were in, so much so that they were about to sink. And Simon Peter fell down on his knees, fell down at Jesus' feet, saying, depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. Amen. James and John, they also were astonished at all the fish that they had caught. But Jesus turns to Peter and says, fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. He was letting Peter know, Peter, there's going to be times from this point on that you're going to be frustrated. There's going to be times in your spiritual walk that you don't know what's going on. But Peter, don't be afraid. There'll be some nights of failure, but there'll also be some mornings of faith. Amen. There'll be some nights that you feel like not only have you failed, but you feel like you're a failure. But Peter, understand. Amen. Take me at my word, because there will be some mornings of faith. Friend, I want to tell you something this morning. There are times in our life where we close out a long dark night of failure. It looks like we failed in what we've done, and the old devil will crawl up on our shoulder and tell us because we failed at what we've done that we are a failure as well. But I come to preach to you this morning that even though we have our nights of failure, there can be mornings of faith in our life. Failure isn't final to those that believe the word of God. Jesus looked down the road of Peter's life and knew that there would be times when Peter was going to have to stand upon the Word of God. Jesus understood that there were going to be times that Peter would have nothing else to hold on to. He would just simply have the Word of God, and he was going to have to stand on that. Amen. He looked down to the day in Acts chapter number 2 when Peter would stand before those that were gathered around mocking and making fun of those that were speaking in other tongues as the Spirit gave the utterance. And God would whisper to Peter, and Peter would stand before those men and say, "Men and brethren, these are not drunken as you suppose, seeing it's but the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken unto us by the prophet Joel. In the last day, saith God, I will pour out my Spirit." And on down through the rest of that chapter, as Peter preached to them, until 3,000 souls came to the Lord. Jesus knew that there would be Acts chapter number 3, where Peter and John were going up to the temple to pray. And as they went, there was a man lame from his mother's womb that were asking of alms. Amen. Carried daily to the beautiful gate. And Peter would say, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, in the name of Jesus, rise up and walk." And that man would go running and leaping, praising God, into the temple. Amen. He saw Acts chapter number 10, where Peter would be up on the rooftop praying, and that sheet would be lowered down, all manner of unclean beast. And God would say, "Rise and eat." And Peter said, "Not so, Lord." That vision came 3 times. And then the Spirit spoke to him, "There's men waiting on you. Go with them, doubting nothing." And Peter would follow them to the house of Cornelius. And when Cornelius told him his business, Peter would open his mouth and say, "I perceive that God is no respecter of persons." Amen. You see, God had to bring Peter through this dark night of fishing to let him know there's going to be other times in your life where you feel like an utter failure. But just because you had a night of failure, don't let it discourage you, because there is a morning of faith that is coming. Praise God. Failure is not final. Even when we think we failed, God helps us to understand that we must close the chapter on our nights of failure, and we must give way to the dawning of a brand new day. Amen. The sun's coming up on a morning of faith. I understand you may have had a long night of failure. You may have had a long night of frustration. You may have went through a long night of toiling in what you're doing for God, and it seems like it's just come to utter failure. But friend, don't you dare give up on where you're at. Amen. Don't you dare give in and feel like you're a failure. Amen. God is going to give you a morning of faith. God was letting Peter know there's going to be times, there are nights of failure, but there's also going to be those mornings of faith where we say, "Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net." Amen. We can't give up just because we've had discouraging times. We can't give in just because we've had a night of failure. Amen. We must trust God and go on. We must believe God and walk on, because there will be a morning of faith in our lives. Praise God. Not only that, friend, but I want to tell you, there's going to be a morning like no other mornings that we've ever seen. I'm a morning person. I love the mornings. I love the sun coming up. I love to see the world go into action. The birds begin to sing. Animals begin to move. Everything begins to wake up as the sun comes over that eastern sky. Amen. Oh, I love that. And I want to tell you, one of these days, it's not going to just be the S-U-N sun that's coming in that eastern sky. But one of these days, and I believe very soon, the Son of God, the S-O-N, is coming in that eastern sky. And it's going to be a morning like we've never seen before. It's going to be a morning that ends all nights. It's going to be a morning that gives us a brand new perspective on life. Because if we've been faithful to God, if we follow the commandments of God, if we've been saved by the blood, our bodies are going to give way to this morning that's coming into our life. And for the child of God, it's going to be a morning that never ends. It's going to be a day that never ends. Praise God. The sun, the S-O-N sun, is coming in that eastern sky. And the church is going to be raptured out. The dead in Christ are going to rise first. Then we which are alive and remain is going to be caught up together to meet them in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Don't get discouraged in your night of failure. Don't give up on God in your night of failure. Morning's coming. Amen. It's a morning of faith. If you'll just take God at His word and believe what God has said. Notice the words of Peter as I close here this morning. He said, Lord, we've tried it all night and taken nothing. But nevertheless, at Thy word, I will let down the net. I'm going to take You at Your word, Lord. I'm going to believe that God knows best. And even though I've had a night of failure, I'm going to believe God for a morning of faith. That's what you need to do this morning, friend. Praise God. As the sun come up over the cloud, over the hills on this Sunday morning, the Bible tells us in the book of Lamentations that the mercies of God are new every morning. Great is Thy faithfulness. It's a new morning. It's a new opportunity. You can shut the door on your past failures. You can shut the door on your night of failure. And you can give heed by faith to this morning that God is trying to give you in your life. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I want to thank You for this time that we've had again to share Your word. Thank You, Lord, for those that are listening this morning. I pray, God, that this message would pierce the heart of everyone that is listening this morning. Help us to understand that even though we've had our nights of failure, by faith we can have a morning in our lives. The sun can arise with healing in His wings. He can arise in our life. The sun can shine on us. It can give us a brand new start, a brand new morning. Help someone to see, Lord, that failure is not final. Frustration's not the end of the road. There is a morning of faith. Praise God. Lord, You give us brand new starts. You give us new opportunities to do something for God. We shut the door on our nights of failure, and we allow God to give us a morning of faith. Help someone to understand it this beautiful morning, and we'll praise You for it, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you this morning, friend.
The closer I get to God, seems the more I face. Circumstances always seem to get right in my way. And in my hour of desperation, He's always by my side. If I keep my eyes on Him, I can overcome the night. Morning's coming just inside. If you just trust it.